بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من عجز عن الليل أن يكابده، وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه، وجبن عن العدو أن يقاتله، فليكثر ذكر الله، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever finds himself too weak, helpless to worship Allah ta'ala at night, and he finds himself too miserly to spend in the path of Allah ta'ala, and he finds himself too cowardly to fight the enemy in the path of Allah Ta'ala, فَلْيُكْثِرْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ, then he should remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in abundance. Yesterday we discussed the virtue of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and some of the means. And one of the means of gaining and acquiring the love of Allah Ta'ala is following Sharia, practicing upon deen. But there are certain a'mal that are especially beneficial in acquiring the love of Allah Ta'ala. And one is the a'mal which is mentioned in this hadith, which is remembering Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in abundance. And in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is mentioning one of the effects and one of the benefits of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. How so? So to understand this, first we need to understand that every a'mal we do, whether it is good or bad, it is actually a symptom. It is a symptom of something which is within the heart. If it is a good amal, it is a symptom and it is a sign of a good quality within. And if it is a bad amal, it's a symptom and a sign of an illness within. If you have an illness, you don't just work on the symptom, you work on the actual root cause. If you have a fever, you can have something to reduce your temperature, but you also need to find out, why do I have a fever? Is it a virus? Okay, I need antibiotics. You need to tackle the root cause as well. And the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is one way of tackling the root cause. Look at this hadith. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned three qualities. He said someone, he has too much laziness and lack of willpower within him. This is an evil quality. And because of that, he can't worship Allah Ta'ala at night. Worst case scenario, that means he can't even perform Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah, Fajr Salah. Or he manages that, but he can't wake up he can't spend time at night in the tahajjud salah. So he has some level of evil quality within him. Or another evil quality, he is too miserly to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is another evil quality that can be within a person, miserliness. Here as well, there are different levels. Or a third evil quality, cowardice. And because of this cowardice, the symptom of this is that if the opportunity comes to fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he is too afraid to do it. Now these are three examples. Otherwise, every amal which is based on an illness or within the heart comes into this, that whoever has any illness within the heart, and because of this he is struggling in some amal, there is some good deed is missing in his life, or some evil deed is there in his life, then he needs to tackle this root cause, he needs to tackle this illness. How is he going to do it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيُكْثِرْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Because one of the most important effects of the dhikr of Allah ta'ala is that the evil qualities which are within a person, they are weakened. Yes, this happens gradually. I spend a few hours in dhikr today, I will not notice tomorrow that the evil qualities are weakened. But I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously for a month. And to do anything in abundance, you have to do it regularly. Stick the first kalima, form of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. I decide, you know what, I want to do a lot of it. Solution isn't sit down today for 2-3 hours and do a lot of it. No, the solution is decide how much I can do every day and do it every day. Oh, I can do it 100 times every day. I can do it 200 times every day. Okay, so do it every day now. Do it every day for a month. Now there is abundant dhikr in your life. The tilawah of the Quran, decide how much can I do and do it every day. Now there is a lot, over a month there is abundant dhikr in your life. And as abundant dhikr comes into your life, it increases in your life, then the evil qualities that are within the heart, they become weak, and the good qualities start flourishing. And as this happened, you will notice that staying away from those very same evil deeds that you struggle with is becoming easier. And staying and carrying out those good deeds which you used to struggle with is becoming easier. You and I, those of us when we have some religious worry, we try our best to carry out good deeds, to stay away from disobedience. And sometimes we fail. And sometimes we start thinking, oh, staying away from this sin is impossible. That is because we are trying to tackle only the symptom and not the root cause. If we work on both at the same time, do our best to stay away from this sin, to carry out this good deed. And at the same time, we do these things like the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in abundance, which causes these good qualities to flourish, then we will find that our mission is much easier. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give firstly myself and thereafter all of you the tawfiq to practice upon this.